try to give you a lot of looks on the other side, and how tough is that to kind of prepare for, prepare for the unexpected?
Yeah, you know, they, I think that's kind of their history. Wherever he's been is you know, there's a lot of thinking involved and a lot going on, and trying to, especially protection-wise, figure out where they're coming from. So it's going to be a week that, you know, we're going to have to really hone in on some of the different looks we could get, and feel confident with how we're going to pick them up.
As good as their cornerbacks are you going to be looking for windows that are maybe a fraction smaller than they typically are to try and fit a ball into?
Yeah, they're good players. I think that you've seen that, you know, they played against some great receivers this year and had some success. And so, yeah, anytime you know you are going against guys like that, it's a big challenge for you. And, you know, it's an opportunity to go out and compete against the best. And I think that that's exciting anytime you have that opportunity.
What impresses you about Cromartie when he's playing a one-on-one coverage?
He's really long. You know, he's got a big frame, runs really well. And you know, I think he recognizes patterns, does a good job of recognizing patterns. So he's knowledgeable when it comes to the route tree and, you know, what different stems and stuff can mean to him. And, you know, he plays with confidence. And so I think that's what makes him tough, is his build, his athletic ability, but also his intelligence, his understanding the game and some of the routes that he could possibly get, depending on, you know, receivers move.
Without giving away too much about the game plan, are there a couple patterns that he's been defending really well, do you think, so far?
You know, like I said, he does a great job, I think, of really understanding. And, you know, they've been putting him on who they think is the team's best receiver. And, you know, he kind of follows them all over the field. And he does a good job of really understanding the routes that guy owns. And you know, I think it's evident that he spends time trying to shut those routes down during the week.
After the way Kenny played last week, his best performance this year, do you think that he may be the one that gets that coverage?
Yeah, you know, I think it'll be something early on that we'll know and we'll have a good idea of and you know, adjust from there.
How much help, I think, Kenny, you think from a mental standpoint, the kind of game you had last week, and it seems like your chemistry with him seems to keep getting better.
Yeah, you know, I think we all know how talented Kenny is and the type of game changer he can be. And I think just from a confidence standpoint, going out and performing like he did and catching some deep balls and being that big threat that he is for us, you know, is going to be a big confidence builder for him.
You were so disappointed after the loss. How quickly do you bounce back, and what helps you bounce back?
Yeah, you know, it always sucks to lose. You know, as a competitor, it's never fun to lose, and so you know it hurts. It hurts when you do. But you know, I think once you get into the next day, it's an understanding that, hey, I can't go back in time and fix anything. What I can do is go back and watch the film, learn from the mistakes I made, and become a better player for it. And you know, that's what I try and do every week, and that's what I'll continue to do the rest of my life.
When you look at the video, say, okay, I'm doing this better, I'm doing that better, I can't get too disappointed.
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that there's an old saying that's never as good and it's never as bad as you think it is. And there's a lot of good things that happened in that game, and there's a few plays that you wish you could have had back. And, you know, that you could probably say that after most games. There were just some critical errors this week that hurt us, and I think that, you know, I find a way to clean those up, and there are mistakes that, like I said, knowingly, I'm going to be my goal not to make them going forward.
Jake, what are your thoughts and feelings about playing on prime time on Monday night?
It's exciting. I think it's, you know, I've told you guys before that just having the opportunity to play in the NFL is a dream come true for me. And Monday night is the one that brings all, you know, everybody's watching it. Every Monday night, you know, there's everybody's eats their dinner and is sitting by the TV watching Monday Night Football. So I think there's some added excitement having the opportunity to do that. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to it.
Jake, some people said, okay, the Titans are playing the role of spoiler. Is it deeper than that, though?
No, I think that, like we've said last week, our goal is to go out and improve as a team and continue to grow on the things that we have in place right now. And I think that our goal is to win three games. And, you know, if that's a byproduct of that is, you know, so-called spoiler, I guess, then yeah. But I think for us it's more of a mindset on focus on us and where we can go, where we can grow, and the momentum we can build as a team.
Can you build momentum that would carry over through the off season, or is it just
trying to get what you can out
of this season?
No, I think that you can definitely build in the off season. I think that it allows you to have some excitement. You know, you end these three games the way you want to. You come back in OTAs, and there's an excitement about it because it's like, look, this is what we're capable of doing. We might not have ended up where we wanted to at the end of the year with being in the playoffs record-wise, whatever it may be, but you have the opportunity to come back and build on what you set in place towards the end of the year, and that can be encouraging.
With that said, I mean, how important are the last 3 weeks, you think, now for your confidence?
They're as important as the first three were. Yeah. Just going out, and like I said, it's no one game is less important than another, and that's how we're going to approach these last three.
Jake, Mike was saying earlier in the week that maybe if there's some situations that arise that, you know, either run the ball or make a tough pass, probably better off running at this stage of your career. Is that something that he's
You know, I think that I'm fortunate to have a staff and coaches here that believe in me and are willing to protect me with the way they answer things sometimes, and I'm thankful for that. But you know, I have confidence in myself and this football team. I know they do, and you know, like I said, I'm thankful that we got a group of coaches that cares enough about their players to look out for them.
Jake, if we were in New York, there'd probably be about 30 more reporters standing around you right now. Boy, I'm glad I ended up in Tennessee.
I'm just thankful that I get to spend my days with you guys. So yeah, it's great.
Some of the mistakes you have made in the last couple of weeks. I mean, some of it just a product. You think you're trying to do too much and trying to make something happen.
Yeah, and just you know, it's like I said, learning, having the opportunity to be in that situation and see it firsthand. It's different than practice and you know, talking about it in the meeting room and actually going through it and experiencing it. I think it's the best way to learn.
Is it hard not to let your emotions change as the game gets closer to the end? It's tight, pressure builds. I don't know how that.
No, happens. You know, I don't think any those were a product of pressure or feeling like, you know, I don't know what to do. You know, I felt confident with the things I did. It just didn't work out the way I wanted it to. And you know, like I said, I know now going forward. I'm familiar with those situations. I've seen them before, and it should give me confidence the next time, you know, we have it.
With Sanchez being, you know, a member of the quarterback fraternity, I know you don't give this a lot of thought, but part of you sympathize with him to deal with the kind of criticism in that New York press? That...
Yeah, you know, I think he's a great football player, and, you know, I still believe he'll have a great career in this league, and, you know, it's his resolve and you know, his mental toughness. I think everybody will see that aspect of him and his game here in the next couple of years.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, guys.